Welcome to Strong Communities, where we are growing together through strengths. Today, we're going to talk about empathy, how to develop it, and why it matters when navigating change and chaos. People with the empathy talent usually gravitate towards human connection and understanding, even in times of change and chaos when others are fending for themselves. To give you an idea of what that looks like, they need others to see or hear their ideas and worries, even under heavy pressure and stress to adapt. They need people to leave harsh judgment at the door and welcome ideas and feelings that could lead to breakthrough. They need people to be respectful and kind to each other, no matter how tough or demanding the situation gets. They need space and time to process their feelings, as well as to help others process their turmoil, so the team can move forward with a clear head and a full commitment to the goal ahead. They need others to stay alert and aware, paying attention to any new circumstances and changes that may pop up, so everyone can adapt accordingly and manage their emotions in the process. This environment of sensing what's happening and what others feel, that's how people with empathy develop the most in times of change. But what happens when these circumstances aren't given? What if they can't afford the time to process emotions, or if they have to be harsher than usual to weed out bad ideas and adapt quickly? They can keep developing by tossing away their talent biases and asking themselves, am I overwhelming others with unwanted advice and counseling? Am I making a clear distinction between my ideas, needs, and problems, or am I mixing them up with everyone else's? Am I communicating with others so that they know what I'm thinking and if I need help? If not, why? Am I owning up to other people's problems and needs? How can I put some boundaries? Thanks for listening, and let's keep building those strong communities together.